Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebad in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebad, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. Daf Sadi Aleph. This morning's daf has been dedicated anonymously in honor of Rav David Katz of Katz Judaica. Katz Judaica on 632 Kings Highway in Brooklyn, 718-375-7272. We want to acknowledge that Rav David Katz is the supplier of all our Gemariot art scroll for the Daf HaYomi in our Shi'ur Teskele Mitzvot Katz Judaica. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilu Nishmat Hacham Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. We begin on Daf Tzaddi Amud Bet, the last word on the Amud. And the Mishnah says, Ha'onen, what is an onen? Onen is somebody that lost one of his relatives, one of the seven relatives, which we said would be his father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, or wife. In all these cases, until the burial, the relative has a status in halakha called an onen. So the Mishnah over here is going to discuss the status of an onen and bringing the Korban Pesach. Now it should be pointed out that an onen has his status of aninut so long as the body is not buried. But once the body is buried, then already that status of aninut is over. And we will see in what reference the Mishnah is referring to an onen. Ha-onen v'hamifakeyach et hagal. Literally, mifakeyach et hagal is somebody that is removing rubble. Meaning there was, let's say, a collapsed building, and it has a pile of stone or rubble, and a fellow now is going and digging the rubble to see if somebody is underneath. He does not know if that fellow that's underneath is alive or not. Furthermore, v'chein mi sheftihuhu lehotzi'o mibet ha'asurim, or let's say somebody that the authorities promised him that they were going to let him out of prison, v'achone, somebody that is sick, v'hazaken, or an old person, shehen yecholim le'echol kezayit, so long as they're able to eat at least the kezayit's worth of the Korban Pesach, shohatin alehim, you're able to slaughter for all these people. Now let's go back and explain. We're discussing setting up the group for the Korban Pesach. As we know, Korban Pesach, you would register in a group, they would slaughter it, and then of course each member of the group would get at least a kezayit, and they would eat it on Leil Pesach, on the 15th of Nisan. The Korban Pesach was slaughtered on the 14th of Nisan, on Erev Pesach. So our Mishnah discusses different people that can be registered on the Korban Pesach, even though they are questionable if they are going to be able to eat on the night of Pesach. For example, the Onen. The Onen right now is Tahor. However, there's a chance that he might come in contact with the body, maybe at the burial and things like that. Now, if he does come in contact with the body, so then already he has what's called Tum'at Met. If he has Tum'at Met, obviously he cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. But bottom line, at the time that they're slaughtering, since he doesn't have Tum'ah on him yet, he can be registered on the Korban Pesach. The second case is the Mifakeya. That's the guy that's digging up the rubble. Since there might be a body in there, we don't know if the body is alive or dead, and therefore, since it's questionable, it's a safek, we can assume that the body is alive, and therefore, because there's what's called in halakha hazakah. Hazakah means you keep the status. Since the status was that person was alive, so therefore you can keep that status, therefore they can store the Qurban Pesach, even though this person is registered. The second one would be somebody that's in jail. Now all they did is promise him that they're going to let him out of jail. On a promise, we can slaughter the Qurban Pesach for him, because we assume that the authorities will let him out in time to eat the Qurban Pesach. Furthermore, Chole and Zaken. Chole is somebody that's sick, Zaken is somebody that's aged. So long as they can eat a Kezayit, we don't have to assume that they're not going to be able to eat a Kezayit. And therefore you can register them as well on the Qurban Pesach. So comes the Mishnah and continues. Shochatin alehen al kulam en shochatin alehem bifnei atzman shema yaviu et haPesach lidei pesul, which means you're not allowed to make a korban Pesach specifically with these members alone, because maybe they will become pasul, and therefore you're going to have to burn the Qurban Pesach. Because if they cannot eat the Qurban Pesach, the deen is you have to burn it. So therefore, while these people can join other groups, but you can't make them a group on their own. As the Rashi says, Shohatin alehen behaburat achirim, meaning they can join another group. However, they cannot have their own group. Shimmi yeviu lidei pesul, as she says. Shimmi yitma onen lemeto. Maybe the onen is going to become tameh, and therefore he's not going to be able to eat. Umefakeach gal yimsam met. Maybe the guy that's digging the met is going to find under the rubble that there was indeed somebody that was dead, and therefore he is tameh. Venimsa sheil ala tuma, because he hovered over the tuma when he was digging the gal. Vahavush, and the guy that's in prison, maybe they're not going to let him out of jail like they promised him. And therefore, or the sick person, maybe he's going to get sicker and not going to be able to eat a kazayit, as well as the zaken. So therefore, these people over here, you cannot make them in a group by themselves, because the odds are against them, maybe, that maybe they're going to become pasul. But if they're in a group with others, they are permissible. Now, I want to point out that according to the Torah law, let's discuss the Torah law of an onin. From the Torah law, an inut is only in the day. The day that the fellow dies, the family member is onin. At night, that is called an inut laila. An inut laila is only isur midrabbanan. Now an onen normally cannot eat from korbanot. Now, if you're telling me the onen is in the day, but you tell me by night already we're bringing the Qurban Pesach, it'll be permissible. But it's not so, because I'm telling you that it's isur midrabbanan. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is as well, is that the rabbis waived their law of an inut laila in a case where you have Qurban Pesach, which is if you don't eat Qurban Pesach, it's Yisud Karet. So therefore, in this case over here, the Onen was Onen of the day. What's the deen? Slaughter for him. Why? Because at night he'll be okay. Why will he be okay? He's Onen. Aninut Laila is Drabbanan. We'll waive the Aninut Laila, and therefore he can eat the Qurban. The Mifakeya Atagal, slaughter for him during the day. Why? Because in all odds he'll be able to eat at night. For that matter, the zakin, the chole, slaughter for them. You don't have to assume the worst. That being said, you don't make a whole group made of these people, because they're all questionable. And what's the problem? The Qurban Pesach might not be eaten by any of these people, and therefore what's going to happen? You're going to cause the Qurban Pesach to have to be discarded, to be burnt, and that you're not allowed to do going into it. The Mishnah continues. Lefikach, imira bahem psud, peturin mila'asot Pesach sheni. The hidush over here is, at the time that they slaughtered the Qurban Pesach for these people, they were considered kasher, in the sense that you could slaughter the Qurban Pesach, and they were on the road to becoming permissible by night. Now, if something happened in the interim, for example, let's say the sick guy that was registered got sicker, and now he wasn't able to eat at night. It's okay. He is exempt from Pesach Sheni. Why? Since at the time that they slaughtered the Qurban and they sprinkled, he was legitimate, that's the main time that it counts. Even though he became disqualified subsequently, it's okay. For that matter, the Zakin, he was legitimate at the time. He was able to eat. After the Zedikah, something happened, he wasn't able to eat anymore. It's okay, he doesn't have to ring Pesach Sheni. Why? Because since he was qualified at the time of the Shechita and the Zedikah, for that matter, the Onen as well. Let's say after the Shechita and the Zedikah, the Onen became Tameh. He touched the body. He can't eat that night. Doesn't matter, he's patur for Pesach Sheni. Since it's the time of the Shechita and the Zedikah, he's okay. Chutz min ha-mefakeyach begal shehu Tameh mitechilato. Except for the one that was digging the rubble. Why? Because let's say they find, if he gets under the rubble, they find a dead body there. The tum'ah that he has is retroactive. Mm-hmm. Because as he was hovering over the rubble,
already had the tum'ah.
Right, the tum'ah is on him from before. And therefore, at the time of the shahita, the zirikah, he was not qualified. Therefore, the mifakeh ha'tagal, in the case where they find a met, he would have to bring Pesach Sheni. Comes the Gemara. Amar Rabba Barhuna Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Lo shanu ela bet asurim da'akum. When do we say that a person that is in jail? So we said that you cannot make a Korban Pesach for a group of people, let's say, that are in prison alone. You can join them in other groups, but you cannot make a group specifically for the people that are in prison. So the Gemara says that's only talking about when they're being imprisoned by Goyim. Aval bet asurim de Yisrael shohatim bifnei atzmo. But inmates that are in a Jewish prison, and the warden promised them that he's going to let them out by Pesach, so you could slaughter for them. Why? Kevan de'aptehinu, since they were promised, mapikle. We can assume that what? The Jew is going to keep his word and let the inmates out. Dichtiv, she'erit Yisrael, lo ya'asu avla, ve'lo yidaberu chazav. The Jewish people, they are honorable people. And therefore, they're not going to lie. And therefore, even if, let's say, you have a whole group, all the registrants are only inmates. Even though the Mishnah said only inmates is forbidden. But if it's Jewish inmates that were promised by a Jewish warden that they're going to be freed, you could trust his word. And therefore, where were they at the time of the Shechita and the Zedikah? They were in jail. But by the night of Pesach, they'll be out. Fine. But Goyim, you can't trust. Like the Pasuk says, Asher pihem diber shav, v'minam yamin shakir. Even though the goy will promise and say, oh, we'll let you out for Pesach, you can't trust them. And therefore, if you have a whole group of inmates from a goy prison, you cannot slaughter Korban Pesach. Amar Rav Chisda, had Amar Beit Asurim Da'akum Lo. Now that which we said, that if it's from a goy prison, that we cannot make a whole group, Lo Amaran Ela Chutz Lechomat Beit Pageh. That's only talking about if the jail is outside the wall of Yerushalayim. That's the wall of Yerushalayim, the outer wall they would call Bet Pageh. Aval lifnim mechomat Bet Pageh. But if the prison is within the walls of Yerushalayim, shohatin alav. You could slaughter for them. Why? Bifnei atzmo. My ta'ama, efshar da'amtule v'achille. Because even if the goy doesn't let them out, you can bring the Korban Pesach to them. Korban Pesach can only be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. So therefore, even though we don't trust the goy, even though he promises to let them out, let's say he doesn't let them out, so what? You can make a whole group of Korban Pesach with only these inmates in the goy prison, because you can bring it to them since they are within the wall. Comes the Gemara and continues. Lefichach imira amar Rabbah bar Barhana amar Yohanan. We're talking about the case now of the gal, of the pile of rubble that the fellow is digging to see if there are any people underneath. So we said that what? We said if they find somebody that's dead in the gal, retroactively he is tameh. Therefore at the time of the Shechita and the Zedikah he was not qualified, therefore he has to bring Pesach Sheni. Lo shanu ela gal agul.
This is only talking about where the pile of rubble is round. Why? Because when it's round, it's like in the shape of a cone. And it comes, let's say, on top to a, like a point a little. So when a person is digging, how does he dig? His body is over the pile. And therefore he makes an ohel over the pile. Therefore if you find somebody dead, for sure his body was ma'ahil over the dead body that was underneath. Therefore he's disqualified. Abal gal aroch patur mila'asot pesach sheni. But a gal aroch, if it's just a long pile, so maybe, how do you dig in a long pile? You start from the extremities and you work your way in. Maybe the met wasn't only, he was in the pile itself, deeper in. And therefore at the time that he was digging, maybe he didn't ma'ahil over a met. And since he didn't ma'ahil over a met, what are we going to say? At the time of the shaitan, the zinikah, he was legal. And therefore, it's okay. Patur mela'asot pesach sheni, why? Ema tahor haya b'sha'at shechita. Because I'll say that he was tahor. Because maybe he didn't ma'ahil over the met. Tanya na me'achay, we have a writer to support what we just said. Rabbi Shimon beno shel Rabbi Yohanan me'merokah omer, mefakeyach be'gal. Somebody that's digging the rubble of a gal. Itim patur, itim hayav. Sometimes he's patur from Pesach Sheni, sometimes he's going to be hayav in Pesach Sheni. Ketzad, gal agul, if it's around gal, v'nimset tum'at tahtav, and there's tum'ah underneath, hayav. Because why? When he was ma'il, therefore retroactively he's tameh. Gal aruch, v'nimset tum'at tahtav, patur. Why? Ema tahor hayav v'sha'at shechita. Because I can say maybe he was tahor because he didn't ma'il over the met at the time of the shechita. Now we move on to the next Mishnah. En shochatin et haPesach al hayachid, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that says you cannot slaughter the Korban Pesach for an individual. You need more than one person at least on the Korban Pesach to be registered. The Gemara will explain this shita. Rabbi Yoseh matir. Rabbi Yoseh on the other hand says mutar. Even if there's one guy on the Korban Pesach, and according to the Shita of Rashi, even if that one guy can only eat a kezayit, meaning you know there's going to be leftovers going in, it's okay. Harambam has a different opinion. Harambam understands, according to the Biyoseh, that you can register one guy on the Korban Pesach, but he's got to eat, or have the ability to eat the entire Korban Pesach. We're learning according to Shita of Rashi, however, that says what? According to the Biyoseh, even one guy can be registered on the Korban Pesach. Va'afilu habura shel me'ah. Now this is the other side. Even if, let's say, you have 100 members, she'enam yechodim le'echol kezayit, where none of the members can eat a kezayit individually, en shochatin alehen. So therefore, the Bios, this is both extremes. While one guy is enough, if he can eat a kezayit, but if you have 100 and none of them can eat a kezayit, then that is not a valid habura. Ve'en osin haburat nashim ba'abadim ve'ketanim. Nor can you make a group of ladies for the Korban Pesach, abadim, slaves, meaning Eved Kena'ani, or ketanim, minors. The Gemara will explain exactly what this is referring to. Comes the Gemara and says, Taru Rabbanan, minayin she'en shohatin et ha-Pesach ala yachid. Oh, we're looking for a source. How do you know that you can't slaughter the Korban Pesach for one individual? You need more than one person. Talmud lomar, lo tuchal lizbawach et haPesach be'echad. The whole pasuk says, lo tuchal lizbawach et haPesach be'echad she'arecha. But Rabbi Yehuda makes it the Rasha on the pasuk. He reads it as if to say, lo tuchal lizbawach et haPesach, you cannot slaughter the Korban Pesach be'echad, period. Meaning if there's only one registrant, no good. Devrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoseh omer, yachid v'yachol le'ochlo. If there's an individual, and he can eat, not the whole Korban according to Rashi, even a kezayit, shohatin alav. But the opposite, hasara, ve'en yochodim le'ochlo. But if you have 10, and they can eat, each one a kezayit, en shohatin alehen. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoseh, hay be'echad, may avid le. What is Rabbi Yoseh do with the Rasha of Rabbi Yehuda? The pasuk says, "Lo tuchal le'echol be'echad she'arecha." How does he learn that pasuk? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoseh mev'ele l'chad Rabbi Shimon. He learns it for as Rabbi Shimon. Now, I'm going to tell you the Shita of Rabbi Shimon outside, then we'll read it inside. As you know, as long as the Beit HaMikdash was around, it is forbidden to bring a Korban anywhere else except in the Beit HaMikdash. When the Beit HaMikdash was not around, for example, between the first Beit HaMikdash and the second Beit HaMikdash, for that period of time, as well as other times in Jewish history, there was a heter called Heter HaBamot. What is a Bama? Bama is a altar. Now there's two different types of Bamot. There's Bamot Sibur, and there's Bamot Yahid. Bamot Sibur is a altar that you bring public sacrifices on that altar. The Bamot Sibur, once the first Beit HaMikdash was built, there was never again a heter for Bamot Sibur. Even after the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Bamot Sibur was over. Now, what is a Bamat Yahid? That's a personal mizbayah, meaning a person goes in his backyard, he builds himself a mizbayah, doesn't have too much specifications, and he can bring a neder on it, or a nedava. Now, that's only talking about where there's no Beit HaMikdash. Good. Now, that's only at the time of Heter HaBamot. Then you have a time of Isur HaBamot. Isur HaBamot, obviously, when the Beit HaMikdash is built, it's assumed to bring on this Mizbeah. Now, Rabbi Shimon has a Shita regarding somebody bringing a Korban Pesach on a Bamat Yahid at the time that the Beit HaMikdash is around. So what he's doing is a Korban Pesach on a Bamat Yahid Bishat Isur HaBamot. Now, it gets even a little more complicated. Not only is he doing that, but because the law is, if you bring on a Bamat Yahid at the time of the Isur HaBamot, for sure it's Isur. As a matter of fact, according to the law, that would be Isur Karet, if one would do that. But the Mishnah is talking about a specific case. He's talking, let's say you brought the Korban Pesach on the Bamat Yahid, Bishat Isur HaBamot, but you brought it at the wrong time. Meaning, you brought it before Chatzot. Normally the Korban Pesach can only be brought after midday. Let's say you brought it before Chatzot. Now, you do not get Isur Karet in such a case. That's clear. The only time you get Isur Karet is when you bring the Korban in the right time, had you brought it in the Beit HaMikdash and you brought it in Bamat Yahid. The Hiddush of Rabbi Shimon is that if you bring it before the time, true, you're not going to get an Isur Karet, but you will get a Lo Ta'aseh. You will get a negative commandment. And what is the negative commandment? Lo Tuchal Le'echol B'Sha'arecha Be'ehad. Lo tuchal lizbawah et ha-pasach be'ahad sha'arecha. Now how is he going to learn this pasuk? He's going to learn the pasuk like this. It is forbidden to slaughter the Korban Pesach on a private mizbeah when at a time where there's one gate, meaning at a time where all the Jews are bringing it in one gate, meaning in Yerushalayim. That means at the time of the Isur HaBamot. So if somebody would bring a Korban Pesach on a Bama Yahid, Mish'at Isur HaBamot, before its time, while he doesn't get Karet, but he's going to get a Lo Ta'aseh. So that's what Rabbi Yoseh does with that Pasuk. And now we read it inside. Detanya, because we have a Braita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minayin Lezoveh Et Pisho, BeBamat Yahid, Bishat Isur HaBamot, Shehu Belo Ta'aseh. How do we know that somebody that brings a Korban Pesach at the time of the Isur Bamot, that he gets a negative commandment, Tamud Lomar, Lo Tuchal Lizboach Et HaPasach Be'achad She'arecha. That you cannot bring the Korban Pesach on a Bamat Yahid. Yachol Af Bishat Heter HaBamot Ken? Well, is this going to be so even at the time of, let's say, Heter HaBamot? Let's say when the Beit HaMikdash is not around. Will he also get a transgression? No. Tamud Lomar Be'achad She'arecha. Only when it's one gate. Lo amru ela b'sha'a sheko yisrael nichnasim b'sha'ar echad. Only when all the Jewish people are going through one gate. When is that? When the Beit HaMikdash is around. Everybody goes through the same gate to bring the Korban Pesach. So again, Rabbi Yoseh holds like Rabbi Shimon in regard to the law of that if somebody brings a Qurban Pesach on a Bamat Yahid, Bishat Isur, he's going to get a law ta'aseh. Now mind you again, this is only talking where he's bringing it before the time. As is explained in Lent in Masechet Zevachim. Comes again, Rabbi says, V'Rabbi Yehuda ha minale. Oh, now Rabbi Yehuda, he learned from this pasuk, lo tukal ezbo'ata pasach be'ahad. He learned that story, but you cannot register one person alone on the Qurban Pesach. Where does he learn the deen of the Bamot? Says Tarti Shamat Mine. He learns both things from the Pasuk, which means you can learn two things from one Pasuk from different words. So Rabbi Yehuda says this Pasuk is versatile. I learned not only the Isur of that you cannot register more than one person, that you cannot register only one person, and I also learned what? The deen of Isur Bamot on the Qurban Pesach that you get a law Ta'aseh. Rabbi Yose, now the Gemara asks the question. Quote Rabbi Yose, Mimai de lahachi the Ka'amar Rabbi Shimon, Dilma ki the Ka'amar Rabbi Yehuda Hudata. The Gemara is asking a question according to Rabbi Yose. Fine, you're learning the Pasuk, Lo tuchal le'echol b'sha'arecha, you're learning it like Rabbi Shimon. And you're learning what? It's a deen in Bamut. Who told you, Rabbi Yose? Maybe the Pasuk is really coming to tell you what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. That what? That maybe the Korban Pesach can only be eaten, cannot be eaten by one registrant. Now this is really not a question, because what do you mean? Rabbi Yose has a derasha, and Rabbi Yehuda has a derasha. So Gemara is asking Rabbi Yose, who told you your derasha is the right derasha as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda's derasha? Now she says it's really not a question, but the Gemara is just going to elaborate to tell us a clear source where Rabbi Yose got his deen from. Amar lecha lo sarka datach. You wouldn't think such a thing that you can't have one registrant. Why? Te'akitiv ish lefi ochlo. We have a beferush pasuk. What does ish lefi ochlo mean? Ish, even one person that's on the Qurban Pesach according to what he eats. So therefore, Rabbi Yose has a clear pasuk that says that you don't have to have more than one person on the Qurban Pesach. Therefore, the other pasuk, when it says lo tuchal zvata pasach be'ehad, he learns it for something else, like the Bishimon. Gemara continues. Ramel Rav Ukba bar Hanina mefarishna leRava. Rav Ukba bar Hanina asked a question to Rabbi. He actually brought a contradiction. Mi amar Rabbi Yehuda in shochatin et haPesach al hayachid? Did Rabbi Yehuda say that you can't store the Qurban Pesach for one registrant? What do you mean? We have a contradiction. Isha barishon shochatin aleha b'fnei atzma. When it comes to a lady, on Pesach Rishon, meaning the first Pesach, so it says, shochatin aleha b'fnei atzma. If she comes alone, you can store a Qurban Pesach for her. U'bashini osin ota tefela le'achirim. On Pesach Sheni, however, Rabbi Yehuda holds, a lady's not obligated in Pesach Sheni. If she didn't bring up Pesach Rishon, it's voluntary for her. Therefore, she can only bring if she's part of another group, but she doesn't bring alone. Devrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda clearly says, but a lady on Pesach Rishon can bring alone. What do you mean? You just told us, Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't have one registrant on the Qurban Pesach. So Amar le. So they answer the question. Lo tema b'fnei atzma, ela ema b'fnei atzman. It doesn't mean that she brings it alone b'fnei atzma. Read it b'fnei atzman, meaning if you have a group of ladies that want to bring it on Pesach Rishon, okay, group is a group, it's no problem. So he changes the word atzma to atzman. Amar le mi'avdinan habura shekula nashim. Can you make a group of Qurban Pesach that's comprised of only ladies? V'atena, didn't we learn in our Mishnah, en osin haburat nashim va'abadim uktanim. We said you can't make a group of either of these people. My love, nashim lehudayu, va'abadim lehudayu, v'kitanim lehudayu. Meaning the Mishnah, we think, means you can't make a group all of ladies, or all of slaves, or all of minors. So how could you tell me that it's talking about all ladies? Kabbalah Amar Le, lo. No, that's not what the Mishnah meant. Nashim va'abadim uchtanim. It means you can't make a group of the three of them combined. Why? Why can't you have a group of Nashim, Abadim, and Ketanim? So the Gemara says, Nashim va'abadim, you can't put ladies and Abadim Kenanim in the same group. You know why? Mishum tiflut. Because it's going to lead to promiscuity. The men and the women together, especially Avadim, they're not known to be the most modest people. Therefore, they're going to get in trouble with the Nashim. Therefore, it's Asur. Ketanim va'abadim, for that matter, we don't want the minors, the children, to be in a group with Avadim. Mishum peritsuta. What is peritsuta? That she says, Mishkav zachur. Sodomy, because the Avadim also, as we said, they're licentious, and therefore they're not too careful in this. So we don't want to put the ladies at risk, nor do we want to put the minors at risk. Therefore you cannot have a group that's comprised of these three together. But of course, separately, it would be permissible. And now the Gemara goes on to a new point, discussing the obligation of a lady for Korban Pesach. Now let's just review. If somebody is able to bring Korban Pesach, they have to bring it on the 14th of Nisan. If for some reason they were not able to bring it on Pesach Rishon, they do have a makeup, which is a month later, on the 14th of Iyar, that is called Pesach Sheni. Now it's clear, men are obligated in Pesach Rishon, and if they don't bring on Pesach Rishon, they have to bring on Pesach Sheni. The discussion now in the Gemara is, what about ladies? What is the lady's obligation on Pesach Rishon, and what is their obligation for Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara says, Gufa, we learned, Isha barishon shohatin alea b'fnei atzma. A lady on the first Pesach, called Pesach Rishon, she's obligated. You slaughter for her, even if she is alone. As we explained earlier, it doesn't mean she's alone. Alone means she's with a group. U'basheni, but on Pesach Sheni, if she didn't bring on the first, osin ota tefela la'achirim. She can only be part of a group of others, for example, let's say, of other men. However, she cannot go alone. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So let's analyze the Biyuda's logic. Obviously, the Biyuda says they're obligated in Pesach Rishon, but if they don't bring Pesach Rishon, they're voluntary on Pesach Sheni. And therefore, since they're voluntary, they can only come as part of another group. That's opinion number one. Opinion number two. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Isha b'sheni shohatin alei b'fnei atzma, ve'en tzarich lomar b'rishon. Rabbi Yosef comes along and says that what? She's hayavet in Pesach Rishon as well as Pesach Sheni. There's no difference. Yes, ladies obligated throughout, just like a man. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the third opinion, Isha b'rishon osin ota tefela la'achirim, b'sheni en shohatin alei kol ikar. According to Rabbi Shimon, he has the most lenient opinion for ladies. He said, ladies, even on Pesach Rishon, are voluntary. If they want to bring, they can join another existing group. But Pesach Sheni, not at all, not even voluntary. So it comes out, let's review the three opinions. You have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Pesach Rishon, mandatory. Pesach Sheni, voluntary. You have Rabbi Yosef, says Pesach Rishon mandatory, Pesach Sheni mandatory. You have Rabbi Shimon, Pesach Rishon voluntary, Pesach Sheni not even voluntary. They do not bring it at all. And of course, we're going to have to see where each rabbi draws his source from. So the Gemara says, Be'mai kamepalge. What is the root of this machloket between these three Tanaim? Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'mikhsat nefashot. Regarding Pesach Rishon, it says, you bring the Korban Pesach with a group. B'mikhsat nefashot. It doesn't say with the group of men. It says with a group of nefashot. We'll call them bodies. And therefore, ladies, obviously, are included. V'afilu nashim. So therefore, from the words B'mikhsat nefashot, you clearly see they have an obligation on Pesach Rishon. Otherwise, the Torah would have said b'mikhsat anashim. From the fact that it said nefashot, that's all inclusive to say even the ladies. So it comes again, what it says, v'chi tema. And if you're going to say ihache afilu b'sheni nameh, well, maybe you're going to tell me just like they're obligated in the first one, maybe they're obligated also in Pesach Sheni. No, ketiv heto yisa ha'ish hahu. Regarding Pesach Sheni, It says, if a person does not bring the Pesach Sheni, Chet'o Yisa, he will have to carry his sin, Ha'ish Hahu, the man. Ish in Isha Lo. So you see, regarding Pesach Sheni, it's only regarding the men. Now, V'chi Tema, maybe you'll come along and say, Ihache Afilu Tefela Nameh B'Sheni Lo. Well, maybe you'll tell me that just like they're not obligated, maybe they're not even able to bring voluntarily. How do you know to be Yehuda that a lady can bring a Pesach Sheni voluntarily, meaning she can join a group? So the Gemara says, Ahane, it'll help us the following pasuk. Kechon hukat ha-pasach litfela be'alma. Meaning the Torah says like this, regarding Pesach Sheni, it says, Kechol chukat ha-pasach. Whatever you did on the first Pesach Rishon, do for Pesach Sheni. So that pasuk will use it to tell me that, well, we know ladies are obligated in Pesach Rishon. Well, we know they're not obligated in Pesach Sheni because it says het o yisa ha-ish. But this pasuk of comparing Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni will at least bring the ladies in on a voluntary level, and therefore make them able to be part of a group. So let's review quickly the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says ladies are obligated on Pesach Rishon because it says b'michsat nefashot. The word nefashot is all inclusive. How do you know ladies are not obligated in Pesach Sheni? Because it says regarding somebody that doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, it says het o yisa ha'ishahu, that he will have to carry a sin, ha'ish, not the lady. Oh, how do you know, but you can bring them in on a voluntary basis, meaning if they want to bring, they could join a group, because the pasuk says, kechol chukat ha-pasach, that Pesach Sheni is similar to Pesach Rishon, at least that what ladies do have a connection to it on a voluntary basis. That's Shitat Rabbi Yehuda. Now we go to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said ladies are obligated on the first one, they're obligated on the second one. The Rabbi Yosef, my tama, dichtiv barishon b'michsat nefashot v'afilu isha. Good. Regarding Pesach Rishon, he has the same derasha. B'michsat nefashot. Michsat nefashot comes to include everybody, even ladies. Uchtiv b'pesach sheni. Regarding Pesach Sheni, it says, v'nichreta hanefeshahi miYisrael. Now, this derasha is not as it seems. It doesn't say anywhere by Pesach Sheni these words, V'nichreta nefeshahim Yisrael. It actually says these words by a pasuk that talks about a meharef and a megadef. That's Bar Menan, somebody that blasphemes God. Somebody that curses God, Chas v'Shalom. The Torah says, if there's no witnesses, if there's witnesses, they stone him to death. If there's no witnesses, his punishment is karet. Now it says, V'nichreta nefeshahi Mi Israel. That's the pasuk that's written by the meharef and the megadef. Now, it also says by korban Pesach Sheni, Chet'o Yisa Ha'ishahu, that he will have to carry his sin. Now, the Gemara later on is going to make a gezerah shava between these two pesukim, the pasuk of the meharef and the pasuk of the Pesach Sheni. And just like the by the meharef, it says the words hanefesh, which is including everybody, so too by Pesach Sheni, when it says Chet'o Yisa, it's referring to nefesh, it's referring to everybody. So therefore, let's review. Rabbi Yosef says ladies are obligated on Pesach Sheni as well. Why? Because we have a Gezerah Shava from the Meharef, from the Gadef, that it says the word nefesh, and you get karet, to the case of Pesach Sheni. And therefore, what you get, what the Torah doesn't say the word nefesh, but we're going to, through a Gezerah Shava, make believe it does say the word nefesh. Therefore, nefesh is all inclusive. Therefore, ladies are also obligated. Now, again, this derasha, we're going to wait till we get to Daf Tzadik Gimal. We're going to see it in length, what this derasha. But for our purposes, all we need to know is, according to the Biyoseh, ladies are obligated in Pesach Rishon as well as in Pesach Sheni. Nefesh, ta'afilu nashim. Ve'ela chet'o yisa isha'u limi'ut emai. Okay, but the pasuk does say that by Pesach Sheni it says Chet'o Yisa Ha'ishahu. Now, you want to disregard the Ish, and tell me, no, we have a derasha with nefesh, and we're going to put the word nefesh over there as if it says nefesh to include ladies, but it does say the word ish. What is ish coming to exclude by Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara says, Ma'ay le'me'ute katan me'karet. It comes to exclude a katan from karet, meaning only a man that doesn't bring Pesach Sheni will get karet, but if a katan doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, he won't get karet. Now, what does that mean? Since when does a katan ever get karet? Karet, meaning there's different opinions what karet is. Either he dies early, or it's mitah b'neshamayim, or he dies without children. Different interpretations, but the point is, the Gemara is saying, Chet'o yisah ish. Oh, you know what the ish is coming to tell me? That only adults get karet, but a minor doesn't. Why would I think a minor gets karet in the first place? So Tosfot says we're talking about a specific case. Let's say you had a minor that was a katan on Pesach Rishon, and then he became an adult in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So the Hiddush is, if he doesn't bring on Pesach Sheni, he doesn't get karet, even though he's a major now. Why? Because the whole obligation of Pesach Sheni stems from Pesach Rishon. Since he was exempt on Pesach Rishon, even though he doesn't bring down Pesach Sheni, he's not going to get karet. Okay, that's already a Hiddush. Comes the Gemara and says, the Rabbi Shimon ketiv barishon ish. Rabbi Shimon, it says by Pesach Rishon. Now again, let's review Rabbi Shimon's opinion. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that ladies are not obligated not on Pesach Rishon and not on Pesach Sheni. He exempts them across the board. What's his logic? So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ketiv barishon ish. It says somewhere in Pesach Rishon, we don't know yet, the Gemara will tell us in a moment, the word ish. What does ish teach you? Ish in isha lo. Very good. V'chi tema ihache afilu tefila namelo. Well, maybe you'll tell me, Rabbi Shimon, that they're exempt. Maybe they can't even go voluntarily. Now, Rabbi Shimon did say that they can join an existing group. How does Rabbi Shimon know they can go at least voluntarily to bring Korban Pesach? Ahani le b'mechsat nefashot l'tefila. Because we do have the pasuk b'mechsat nefashot, which is an all-inclusive word, but he learns that that only includes them on a voluntary basis, but you have the pasuk ish that says they're exempt from a mandatory basis. So that's the Bishamon. V'chi tema afilu b'sheni namem mi'et rachmana, which v'chi tema afilu b'sheni namem, question mark, meaning maybe you'll tell me that even on Pesach Sheni they can bring it voluntarily. Now let's review. Thank you. Rabbi Shimon's opinion was that on Pesach Sheni, ladies cannot bring at all. So the Gemara is asking, well, Rabbi Shimon, you tell me that Pesach Rishon, they're voluntary. Maybe Pesach Sheni, they also can bring it on a voluntary level. How do you know that on Pesach Sheni, they can't bring it at all? Mi'et rachmana b'sheni. The Torah excluded them. On Pesach Sheni, d'chtiv, chet'o yisa ha'ish. He learns the word ish, like it says. He doesn't make any derashot. Ish in isha lo. So comes the Gemara and says, Mimai kamema'it le. This pasuk that's telling us that they're exempt, what is it coming to exempt them from? All it says the pasuk is, Chet'o yisa ha'ishahu. That when it comes to Pesach Sheni, the man will have to carry his sin. Man, not a lady. Now, not a lady what? What is the lady being excluded from? So the Gemara says, Mimaika Mima'itle, Imihyuv. If it's not that they're not obligated in Pesach Sheni, of course not. Hashtab Barishon lo Basheni Mibaya? I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me they're exempt from Pesach Sheni. If you told me they're exempt from Pesach Rishon, do I need a pasuk to tell me they're exempt from Pesach Sheni? Of course not. Ela lav mitefela. It must be coming to tell you that they're not even obligated on a voluntary level. And therefore, Pesach Rishon, it's voluntary. Pesach Sheni, we have a derasha that comes and says, they're not even hayav on a voluntary level. Let's review the Bishamon's derasha again. On Pesach Rishon, it says the word ish. Where does it say the word ish? We'll see momentarily. Ish comes to say, a man is obligated, a lady no. Good. But if they want to bring it voluntarily, meaning as part of a group, they can. Because it says, b'mechsat nefashot. Nefashot is general. Good, so we took care of Pesach Rishon. How do you know they're exempt from Pesach Sheni? Well, I don't need a pasuk to tell me they're exempt from Pesach Sheni. If they're exempt from Pesach Rishon, although most of them are exempt from Pesach Sheni, how do I know that they are exempt even voluntarily on Pesach Sheni? That's the question, the Gemara. And to that, the Gemara says that they're exempt voluntarily because we have a pasuk that says Chet'o Yisaha Ishau, that comes and says the man is only liable for not bringing Pesach Sheni, but the lady, not at all. She has no obligation whatsoever. Now the Gemara says, Umay Ish Tekamara Bishimon. Now this Ish that you told me that's written by Pesach Rishon, could you give me the pasuk? What pasuk could Rabbi Shimon were you referring to? Inema, maybe you'll tell me it's the pasuk. V'yikhu lahem ish se lebet avot. Oh, that's a good pasuk. The pasuk says that each man will take a sheep for his household, and that maybe that's the pasuk that teaches me only men can't be. That pasuk is used already for a teaching of the Yitzhak. Why? What did the Yitzhak teach us? The Amar ish zoche ve'en katan zoche. We have a rule. When it comes to transactions, when it comes to, let's say, acquiring something, an adult can make an acquisition for a child, or for that matter, another adult. Meaning, let's say, somebody adult, he wants to make an acquisition on this book for somebody else. He can pick up the book with intention to acquire it for somebody else. And at that moment when he picks it up, it belongs to the other fellow. That's a deen called Zochin the Adam. You can make an acquisition for somebody. However, a minor does not have that ability. Which means if a minor picks up something, he cannot acquire it for somebody else. How do you know this? You know this from the pasuk that we just quoted. It says, V'yikhu lahem ish seh lebet avot. The adult can take a sheep for the family, meaning his acquisition could be for others, but a minor cannot make an acquisition for adults. So that's, that pasuk is used. So we're back to the question of Shimon. Where is your pasuk of ish to tell me that only men are obligated in Pesach Rishon and not ladies? Ve'ela mi ish lefi ochlo. We know it from the pasuk of ish lefi ochlo. It says only the men according to what they can eat. So this is what we're going to say, Rabbi Shimon's sources, only men. Now the Gemara says, Hamid Rabbi Yosef Savarla Rabbi Shimon. If you remember in the beginning of the Shi'ur, we learned the opinion of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was the one that said that you could even have one person registered on the Korban Pesach. If you remember what Rabbi Yosef's source pasuk was, his source pasuk was Ish Lefi Ochlo. And what did that pasuk teach me? That even one person can be registered on the Korban Pesach. And what did he use the pasuk of Lo Tukal Zmo'ata Pasach for? That he used for Rabbi Shimon Zerasha of the isur of bringing it on a bamat yahid. So the Gemara says, "Ha, mid Rabbi Yosef savar la Rabbi Shimon." Just like we saw earlier, that Rabbi Yosef learns the derasha on the pasuk of Lotuchal Zmohata Pasach, like Rabbi Shimon for the story of the bamat yahid. Rabbi Shimon nami savar la Rabbi Yosef. So must be we can say the opposite as well, that Rabbi Shimon must hold like Rabbi Yosef. And therefore the pasuk of Ish Lefi Ochlo is used already. What is Ish Lefi Ochlo used for? To tell me that you can even register one person. So we're back to the question again. Rabbi Shimon, what is your source? Where do you know that only men are obligated in Pesach Rishon and not ladies? Don't tell me it's from Ish Lefi Ochlo, because you must hold like Rabbi Yosef, just like Rabbi Yosef.
Those like you.
You must hold like Rabbi Yosef. Because you both were Doresh, the same Pesukim. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar lecha, imken nichtov rahmana lefi ochlo. If the Pasuk was only trying to teach me that you can register even one person on the Korban Pesach, I could have just said, lefi ochlo, according to its eater. My ish, why did it have to say ish lefi ochlo? I can learn two things. I learn number one, the Fi Ochlo teaches me even one eater, and the Ish teaches me only men and not ladies. So let's review the Shita of Rabbi Shimon again. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is what? Men, ladies are not obligated on Pesach Rishon, at all. Certainly, if they're not obligated in the Rishon, they're obligated in Sheni. And Sheni, they can't even bring it voluntarily. Now, they can't bring it voluntarily for Pesach Sheni because we have a derashah to exempt them because it says Het o yisaha ishahu. Therefore, it exempts them totally from even voluntary level. On Pesach Rishon, they're exempt from the pasuk of Ish tefi ochlo. Tefi ochlo teaches me that even one person can be registered on Kabbalah Pesach. The Rishon holds like the Biyoseh. The Ish of that pasuk teaches me what? That only men and not ladies. But even according to the Mishimon, it should be pointed out, ladies can bring it voluntarily on Pesach Rishon as part of a group. Comes the Gemara and continues. Keman azla hadamar Rabbi Elazar. Who is the following statement going like? Rabbi Elazar made the following statement. Which one of the previous rabbis is this statement going like? Isha barishon hoba. A lady. Pesach Rishon, mandatory. Ubasheni reshut. On Pesach Sheni, voluntary. Vedohet Shabbat. And even though it's voluntary, if Pesach Sheni comes out on Shabbat, you can bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbat. The Gemara says, how could that be? Either shoot, amai duhat Shabbat. We know that a voluntary sacrifice does not push away and override Shabbat. Ela ema, you have to readjust the statement. Read it like this. Basheni reshut, ubarishon choba. On the second Pesach, ladies are optional. On the first Pesach, it's mandatory. Veduhet Shabbat. Oh, because it's mandatory. Now, who's that opinion that says that Pesach Rishon is obligatory and Pesach Sheni is voluntary? Keman, Rabbi Yehuda. Out of the three opinions that we quoted above, it must be going like Rabbi Yehuda that says exactly that. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. New deen, new statement. En osin habura shekulam gerim. You cannot make a group of registrants for the Korban Pesach if the whole group is made of converts. Why? Sheme yedakdekubo, because they might be very meticulous when it comes to the Korban Pesach. V'yibieu lide pesul, and they're going to bring it to psul. What is this referring to? The gerim were not so learned. Rashi says enam bene Torah. They were not learned. They didn't know all the laws. But as the Me'idi says, sometimes when people don't know all the laws, they want to give the impression that they're not just pious, but they're overly pious. They want to show as if they want to compensate for their lack of knowledge. So what are you worried about these gerim? These gerim, you're worried that they're going to be extra mahmir, and they're going to say, well, this korban that we brought, it's invalid. We cannot bring it on the Mizbeach because it has this problem and that problem. And meanwhile, they're going to render a legitimate korban pasul, and therefore they're going to waste a korban, they're going to burn a korban that really was kasher. And therefore you cannot have a group just of converts, because we're worried in their overzealousness and not knowing the halakha, they're going to be overly stringent and posel a korban that was kasher. Therefore you have to make sure you get some regular Jews in there in order to neutralize the that opinion. Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Pesach Umasa Umaror Barishon Chova. The Korban Pesach, the eating of Matzah and Maror, the bitter herbs, on the first night of Pesach is mandatory. Mikan Va'ilach Reshut. From there on in, it is only voluntary. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ba'anashim Chova. For the men, it is mandatory. Uban nashim reshut, and for the ladies, it is voluntary. So the Gemara asks, Ahya ka'e. Where is this statement going on? Meaning, when you say mikan ve'ilach reshut, that from there on in, it is voluntary, what is that referring to? Ilima apesach, if it's referring to the Korban Pesach, that on the first night is mandatory, and for the rest of the 6 days, it is voluntary, Pesach kol shivra mi'ika. Does the Korban Pesach have application all the 7 days of Pesach? Of course not. It only applies the first night, and after the first night you burn it because of notar. The ela a matzah umaror. So the statement must be referring to matzah umaror. And to that, the Gemara is saying that the subsequent nights of Pesach, matzah umaror, is
voluntary, where it is, on the first night it is mandatory. And to that, Rabbi Shimon is coming to say that even on the first night, it is only mandatory for men to eat matzah maror and not for ladies. So the Gemara asks on that. Rabbi Shimon omer ba'anashim chova u'ba'anashim reshut. That for the men it's obligatory, for the ladies reshut. Let Rabbi Shimon ha'damar bi'l'azar. Doesn't Rabbi Shimon hold what the Bir Hazar taught? Nashim hayavot b'achilat matzah devar Torah. Ladies are obligated to eat matzah as well as maror, because matzah and maror go together. They're obligated to eat matzah min haTorah on the first night. How do you know that? Shne'emar lo tuchal alav hametz shvatim tuchal alav matzot. Torah tells us a negative commandment that we're not allowed to eat hametz for 7 days, and we have to eat matzot. Now, even though ladies are generally exempted from a mitzvah asher shazman gerama, and therefore they should be exempt from the eating of matzah, the Gemara says kol sheyeshno bebal tuchal hametz yeshno bekum achol matzah. Whoever is subject to the law of lo tochal alav chametz, which ladies are, because since ladies are obligated in all the negative commandments, and the Torah juxtaposes the negative commandment of chametz to the positive commandment of matzah, so therefore they're also obligated in matzah as well. And the Gemara speaks that out clearly. V'hane nashim ho'il v'yeshnam be'bal tochal chametz. Since the ladies are subject to the law of bal tochal chametz, yeshnam bekum achol matzah, they're subject to the law of eating matzah as well. Also, therefore, ladies are indeed hayav to eat matzah and maror on the first night of Pesach. So therefore, how do we explain the statement in the Braita? Ela ema, we could read the statement like this. Pesach matzah umaror barishon chova. That on the first night, Pesach matzah and maror indeed are a chova. Mikan ve'ilach. Further on the holiday, reshut, meaning the matzah and maror is a reshut. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Pesach ba'anashim chova, ba'anashim reshut. And Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, even Pesach on the first night is only obligatory for the men, but it is not for the ladies. As we learned earlier, Rabbi Shimon is going according to his opinion that says that ladies on Pesach Rishon, it is only voluntary. So therefore, the bottom line interpretation of the Braita can be summarized like Rashi says in Dibura Matkil Ela Hachi Kamar Pesach Masah Amar Barishon Chova Mikan Va'ilach Reshut. Now when it said Mikan Va'ilach Reshut, Ve'kaeh Hai Mikan Va'ilach Amatzah Umaror, that's referring to the Matzah Umaror, because like we said earlier, that the Pesach cannot be going for 6 more days. However, the Bishamon comes along and says even Pesach that you said is obligatory from the first night, that's only for the men, but not for the ladies. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.